second grade are invited to go to the back for an age-appropriate Bible lesson with Mrs. Vaughn. So children ages 4 to 2nd grade invited to go to the back for an age-appropriate Bible lesson. They'll come back towards the end of the sermon. My name is Matt Lewis from the Church Planting Pastor here. We are thankful that you have joined us and invite us to turn with you in your Bibles, if you have them, to Ruth chapter 4. Ruth chapter 4 is where we're going to be this afternoon, and we are continuing in our sermon series out of the book of Ruth, and we've entitled it Living and Loving Through the Bitter Realities of Life. And so as you turn to Ruth chapter 4, I want to ask you a question so you can connect to this and connect to this sermon. When and why has living and loving been difficult for you? When and why has living and loving been difficult for you? And then when and why has life seemed bitter? When and why has life seemed bitter? As we come to the end of Ruth 4, we're going to see more of how Ruth and Naomi's stories, which as we've read, and especially in the first two chapters, how hard and how difficult and how marked by loss their story is, how God at the end of Ruth chapter 4 has changed the trajectory of their story. And so let's pray, and then we'll read in Ruth chapter 4. Father, we are thankful for your word. We're thankful for the opportunity to come before it this afternoon. And we pray that you, by the power of your Spirit, would be at work in each and every one of us. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Ruth chapter 4, verses 13 through 16 this afternoon. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And he went in to her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a redeemer. And may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is more to you than 7 sons, has given birth to him." Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her lap and became his nurse. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. So today we're going to focus on the God who can change our story, and we're going to do that through two different lenses here. The first is the lens of Naomi. How did God change her story? And then we're going to look at Ruth. How did God change her story? Then we'll step back and make some points of application for us. We'll start with this, the change for Naomi. And we're going to have to go back and do some history as we come to this book. When Naomi walked back through the gates of Bethlehem earlier, at the end of chapter 1, the beginning of chapter 2, she walked back through and she had the attitude. She had the look on her face. She'd grown up there, but she'd been gone for 10 years. And it had been such 10 rough years, so much so that when she came back, everybody said, "Is that Naomi? Like, I know I've changed in 10 years. But I hope that folks who knew me 10 years ago they would at least know it was me when they saw me." But what this woman has been through has been incredible. She left Israel. She left Bethlehem with her husband and with 2 young boys. And they left to flee to Moab because they were worried about the famine in Bethlehem. Well, 10 years, it was a plan to escape the famine, a plan to save themselves. Well, 10 years later, Naomi has come back into the gates of Bethlehem. And guess what? The plan hasn't worked. Her husband's passed away. And both of her sons have passed away. And she walks back in to the gates of Bethlehem, and she declares herself. She says, "Don't call me Naomi anymore," which meant life. "So call me Mara," which meant bitter. She is a self-described bitter woman based on the circumstances that she has experienced in her life. There were a lot of reasons why she walked back in and she was so discouraged. Part of it is we have to understand that this to be a widow in this scenario, in this situation, was worse than it would have been today. That as she walked back through those gates, she knew, she said, "I'm walking back into a socially and economically incredibly difficult life." And part of this we just don't connect to because this isn't the same as our culture. But today we would say, "I've got something. I can make it. I can move forward if I've got, hopefully, relationships, but I've got a decent 401k. and a social security and some money in the bank, or maybe some skills, some ways to make money, provide for myself. Back in this time, what you needed to be socially significant and what you needed to provide for yourself, you needed a family. You needed a spouse. You needed kids. That was what you needed.